AM and PM daily on WCNO. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, full of grace and mercy, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Hope, Part 2. My text is Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The certainty of this blessed hope is guaranteed through the indwelling of the Spirit, Christ in us, and the resurrection of Christ. Acts 2:26 states, "Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope." Hope is produced by endurance through suffering. Romans 5:2-5 states, "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Hope is the inspiration behind endurance. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 states, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father." Hebrews 6:11 states, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." Those who hope in Christ will see Christ exalted in life and in death. Philippians 1:20 states, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness is always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." Trustworthy promises from God give us hope. Hebrews 6:18 and 19 states, "That by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. We may boast in the hope that we get from trustworthy promises from God." Hebrews 3:6 states, "But Christ is the Son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." We may exhibit great boldness in our faith from the hope we get from the trustworthy promises from God. 2 Corinthians 3:12 states, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. By contrast, those who do not place their trust in God are said to be without hope." Ephesians 2:12 states, "That at that time we were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 states, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Along with faith and love, hope is an enduring virtue of the Christian life. 1 Corinthians 13:13 states, "And now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity." Love springs from hope. Colossians 1, 4-7 states, "Since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." Hope produces joy and peace in believers through the power of the Spirit. Romans 12:12-13 states, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Paul attributes his apostolic calling to the hope of eternal life, glory. Titus 1:1-2 states, "Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." Hope in the return of Christ is the basis for believers to purify themselves in this life. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He died a painful death to pay the price for our sins. But 3 days later, he arose from the dead. So let us hope in him for eternal life. A diet high in fruits and vegetables may reduce your heart and kidney disease risk, study says, by Madeline Holcombe, CNN, August 7, 2024. Patients with high blood pressure, the two big problems that they get is heart disease and kidney disease, said lead study investigator Dr. Donald Wesson, professor in the Department of Internal Medicine at Dell Medical School at the University of Texas at Austin. The study tested whether or not reducing the amount of acid in our diet reduces the kidney disease and heart disease-related complications of high blood pressure, he said. Animal products, notably meat, tend to produce acid, while fruits and vegetables are base producing when consumed, Wesson said. To explore how plants could help, researchers conducted a randomized controlled trial of 153 people with hypertension and a high risk of worsening chronic kidney disease, according to the study published Tuesday in the American Journal of Medicine. The participants were divided into three groups, one that added 2 to 4 cups of fruits and vegetables to their diet, and one that added 2 daily doses of 4 or 5 650 milligram tablets of baking soda, and one that continued with standard medical care. Baking soda reduces acid, the study showed. After 5 years of study, researchers found that both the diet high in plants and the baking soda promoted kidney health, but only the fruits and vegetables improve heart health as well, Wesson said. Our conclusion was that diets high in fruits and vegetables should be a fundamental part of our management of patients who have high blood pressure or hypertension, he said. The study is just the latest in a growing body of literature regarding the health benefits of diets heavy in plants, said Dr. Marion Nessel, the Paulette Goddard Professor Emerita of Nutrition, Food Studies, and Public Health at New York University. "We've shown this for a long time, but it's good to have less kidney disease added to the benefits," she said. Eating more fruits and veggies promotes heart and kidney health, especially in people with hypertension, a new study found. Why should you avoid acid? The focus of Wesson's laboratory studies is the way in which the kidney removes acid from blood and discards it through urine. Years ago, his lab team showed that a diet which produced acid was harmful to animal kidneys and that a base-producing diet was healthy for kidneys, he said. Later investigations found similar results in humans. The problem is most human Americans eat much more meat and animal products which produce acid than they do basic fruits and vegetables, Wesson said. The real question going forward is not whether fruits and vegetables work in patients who have high blood pressure, he said. The question is, how do we make it so that most patients who have high blood pressure can get and stay on such a diet? How to get all your fruits and vegetables? Even if you don't have high blood pressure, the more fruits and vegetables you can eat, the better, Wesson said. The American Heart Association recommends 4 to 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. And a serving looks like 5 to 8 florets of broccoli, 1 banana, 1 cup of raw leafy greens, or 4 large strawberries. Particularly helpful to heart health is the DASH diet, which stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. The DASH meal plan includes 4 to 6 servings of vegetables and another 4 to 6 servings of fruit, 3 servings of whole grain products, 2 to 4 servings of fat-free or low-fat dietary products, and several servings each of lean meats and nuts, seeds and legumes each day. While national changes can be very helpful to health outcomes, they are infrequently prioritized, Wesson said. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to Him, acknowledge your sin, and trust Him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you and by faith receive Him into your life. Remember, God gave his son Jesus, who died between two criminals, was buried in a borrowed tomb. But early on the third day, he